Your attention, please. It's time to raise a glass.
California, a prophet on the burning shore. You're listening to X-Ray FM, KXRY, Portland at 91.1 and 107.1 FM, and in Halem, Wheeler, Manzanita, and Rockaway Beach at 91.7 FM. Streaming online everywhere, live and archived at xray.fm. I'm Jim Fisher, this is Raise a Glass, and we're doing just that in honor of Donna Godshaw, the background singer and only female member of the Grateful Dead. She was with the band from 72 to 79. Her tenure coinciding with that of her husband, keyboardist Keith Godshaw. On the surface, it might have seemed like the keyboardist just brought his old lady along for the ride, man. But Donna already had some big credits to her name, providing backing vocals to some big hits like Elvis's Suspicious Minds and Percy Sledge's When a Man Loves a Woman. Donna passed away a few days ago at the age of 78, and we'd listen to her with the Dead doing Estimated Profit. You know, unfortunately, November 8th is kind of a slow day in music history, but I've still thrown together a show for you that I hope you'll enjoy. It was on this day in 1977 at the Great American Music Hall in San Francisco, Elvis Costello made his American debut, performing his debut album, My Aim Is True. Here are some deeper cuts from that fine album right now. You're on X-Ray.
Now that your picture's in the paper being graphically admired, you can have it. All you gotta tell me now is why, why.
Turn up the TV, no one understand what's stand zero head.
Ready to kill. He jumped out the window cause he couldn't sit still. Juliet was waiting with a safety net. Said, don't bury me cause I'm not dead yet. Why don't you tell me about the mystery dance? I wanna know about the mystery dance. Why don't you show me cause I tried and I tried and I still missed the fight. I can't do it anymore and I'm not satisfied. Well, I remember when the lights went out and I was trying to make it look like it was never in doubt. Thought that I knew and I thought that she knew. So both of us were willing, but we didn't know how to do it. Why don't you tell me about the mystery dance? I wanna know about the mystery dance. Why don't you show me? Cause I tried and I tried and I'm still missed up that I can't do it anymore and I'm not satisfied. Covers in the middle of the night, trying to discover my left foot from my right. You can see those pictures in any magazine, but what's the use of looking when you don't know what they mean? Why don't you tell me about the mystery dance? I wanna know about the mystery dance. Why don't you show me? Cause I tried and I tried and I'm still in stuff that I can't do it anymore and I'm not satisfied. I can't do it anymore and I'm not satisfied. I can't do it anymore and I'm not satisfied. I can't do it anymore and I'm not satisfied.
Elvis Costello on X-Ray. It was on this day in 1977 he made his American debut in San Francisco. Although his first album did have future members of his band, The Attractions, in places, he was mostly backed on that record by the Bay Area band Clover. That band's members would go on to great success with the Doobie Brothers and Lucinda Williams Band. But Clover's lead singer, Alex Call, was one of two members to sit out the sessions, the other being their harmonica player, Huey Lewis, who would, of course, go on to form Huey Lewis and the News. We heard some deeper cuts from that first Elvis Costello album, Welcome to the Working Week, Less Than Zero, and Mystery Dance. As I said before, it's a really slow day in music history, so for this next block, I'm going to fill some time with some more current tunes, stuff I've been digging recently. You got it on X-Ray.
Okay. All right. your mom's OnlyFans. I spent $5 a month to get pictures of her flappy giblets, and I spent another $10 a month to chat with her on the AI chat program. It feels great.
without stressing. I don't hang about, I get them down and dirty. Them getting falling out, them getting flirty, getting thrown plates at each other, cause that's what it's all about. Now fuck off back to your own room. Welcome in the back room, when fuck all's going on, what's new, and the plated scenes of that. I live on a really depressing cul-de-sac, where couples get divorced and people come up that you've never seen before. Like that, smell of cigars and oil twat.
Go too high, too low, it doesn't make a difference, I know. Too high, too low, but the system won't go. Too high, too low, it doesn't make a difference, I know. Too high, too low, but the system won't go.
Mork and Mindy, I got eagle eyes above me. I just hit it out, in beige and tan, stainproof kitchen mat and art, ass. Pheasant just hanging about, look at the sea patch on the fucker. Old man and his brother setting about, stinks like an old body, like mornings on the body. Shotgun lagerotte, like porn up sticking constantly. Wi-Fi's gone all lo-fi, my arse is feeling too dry, like crackers out at midnight. I can't be arsed with a bottle, alright?
You're not from round here.
Day in music history with some more current tracks, sort of thing I can be found listening to when I'm not gathering music for this show. That was Sleaford Mods doing Mork and Mindy. Manson did Wide Open Space before that. Fontaine's DC did Boys in the Better Land. And at the top, a new one from Viagra Boys. That was Man Made of Meat. Hey, did you know today is Cook Something Bold and Pungent Day? Of course you do! Well, despite its somewhat off-putting name, this is the day to try something new and different that encourages us to cook something extraordinary and maybe a little crazy. So load up on onions and garlic and cloves and mustard and stinky cheese. Go wild. It is so decreed. All right, let's do a quick check on...
This Day in History.
In 1789, bolstered by an overabundance of corn from government subsidies that encouraged farmers to grow tons of it, bourbon whiskey is first distilled from corn by Elijah Craig in Bourbon County, Virginia.
I'll have Bergen. Give me some Bergen, please. Bergen and water.
In 1895, German physicist Wilhelm Röntgen produces and detects electromagnetic radiation in a wavelength range known as Röntgen rays, today known as X-rays.
Yes.
In 1932, amidst the Great Depression, Democrat candidate Franklin D. Roosevelt is elected President of the United States, defeating Republican incumbent Herbert Hoover, the last guy who thought tariffs were a good idea. Premium cable channel Home Box Office is launched in America. Happy 53rd birthday, HBO!
Making out, whenever possible, put on side one of Led Zeppelin 4.
The Queen of Light took her bow, and then she turned to go. The Prince of Peace embraced the gloom and walked the night.
Some light climbs design.
It was on this day in 1971, Led Zeppelin's IV was released. Sorry, that's Led Zeppelin IV, one of the all-time landmark albums, selling 37 million copies worldwide, 23 million of which were in the U.S. Predictably, I went with the deeper cuts, if you could call them that on an album this big. Battle of Evermore with Sandy Denny on vocal support, Four Sticks, and closing out the block, the song with perhaps the greatest drum sound ever put to tape, When the Levee Breaks. That'll almost wrap it up for this week. I thank you for lending me your ear holes and do hope you'll join me again next week. Stay tuned for Reverse Couple Skate. Gonna leave you with a couple more. It was on this day in 1969 that the Beatles released their first single that was penned by George Harrison. It topped the charts and has also become the second most covered Beatles song following Yesterday. Boy, that's something. And what do you know? The song is something. It was also on this day in 1976 that the Best of George Harrison album was released, and we'll listen to something from that as well. You're listening to X-Ray FM, and I suggest you continue to do so if you know what's good for you. Radio is yours! We'll be right back. What do you know? I can squeeze one more in. It was on this day in 1994 at Mariners Church in Detroit. A memorial service was held for legendary guitarist Fred Sonic Smith of the MC5. So let's...
Good. Kick out the jail! I done kicked them out!